We'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight, Dune Summer Theater, and they're going to continue with their second production of the season called God of Carnage, and they're going to tell us a little about that. Of course, we have the artistic director, Steve Scott, and that's going to be running June 17th through July 3rd. So tell us about this comedy there, Steve.
Oh, wow. It's one of the best comedies, I think, to hit the stage in the last 20 years. God of Carnage is about two sets of parents. And they have a problem to solve, which is that their 10-year-old sons have gotten into a fight. And now the parents are trying to find a way of kind of diplomatically solving the problem. But as they talk about the problem, they start to become kind of 10-year-olds themselves. And they become more enmeshed in fights than their children have been. So it's kind of an interesting reversal of roles. It's absolutely hysterical. I first saw it in London, where it premiered a number of years ago. When I was at Goodman Theatre, I produced it, and it was extremely successful there. It's been done all around the world, and no matter where you're from, no matter what kind of parents you are, if you have parents or if you were a child, you will understand the problems in this play. It's just a brilliant comedy, being directed by Susan Padveen, who is the head of the theatre program at Columbia College in Chicago. Columbia College is, by the way, the largest theater program in the entire world. They have hundreds of majors. Susan worked for us a couple of years ago doing Other Desert Cities, which was really lovely. And I think she's going to be fantastic in her role as director of this. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think it's going to appeal to almost everybody. So there you go.
What was the original language it was written in?
It was written in French. It's written by Yasmin. Nina Reza. And so its first performance was actually in Paris, but then it was translated by Christopher Hampton, who has translated all of her works into English. And the translation, I don't read French, but I am told that the translation is even funnier than the original French. It's quite an enterprise.
Tell us about some of the cast members you have in that one.
Oh, wow. They're all from Chicago. They're all professional actors in Chicago working in various theaters around. Mandy and Kara and, oh my God, I don't have their names in front of me. David Stivelberg, whom I've worked with before, and one more that I can't think of.
Christy Coran.
Christy Coran and, yes.
Glenn Thompson.
And Glenn Thompson, who was actually a student of mine at Columbia College. They're all very well known in the theater community in Chicago, so which is a plus for us because the more people who know about us, the more people hopefully want to come work with us. So it's always nice to bring outsiders into our family.
And that other voice you heard was Elise Kermani just giving us the information about that. Now, you have something else coming up. You do an annual gala, and that's primarily a fundraiser, but you're also tying that to a show, so we might as well talk about that one also.
Sure.
Tell the details of the gala and the detail. I don't know if, Elise, you want to talk about the gala, and then you talk about, well, it's connected to a grand night for singing.
Well, I'll talk about grand night, and then Elise can give you all the details about how to join us for that. Grand Night for Singing is our third production this season. And it's a compilation of the works of Rodgers and Hammerstein, kind of two of probably the most beloved composers in the American musical theater in the 20th century. So you'll hear lots and lots of songs that you already know from South Pacific and The Sound of Music and Oklahoma and all of their other wonderful productions, but interpreted somewhat differently from the way they were in the original production. So it's kind of shining a new light on the brilliance of Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think anybody who loves music, anybody who loves musical theater is going to love this. But what's really exciting to me is that we're devoting our opening night to our annual gala at the Dune, which is a fundraising venture for us and brings in lots of money, hopefully, to support all the programs that we do. So, Elise, can you talk about
Steve, are you the MC? Yes, he's the MC.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes,
I am the MC. Yes.
Yes. And we're going to have a really great raffle. No silent auction, we decided, but we will have a raffle. And I don't have the details on that yet to talk about, but we'll be open 1 hour before the show. And you can get tickets right on our website, dunesarts.org. And I just also want to mention that we've been partnering with some local restaurants. So our bar will be open the whole summer, 1 hour before the show and probably after the show as well, for wine and beer and snacks, as well as for, we're going to have some nice food for the gala as well.
And where are you having the gala at? Are you having that at your facility or where
are
you?
We sure are. Yes, we are. We are in the middle of renovations, but we'll be halfway there maybe.
Yeah. Oh, we have a lovely patio area. We have a lovely lawn area, which we used for performances last year. So it's a great setting for this London lovely musical and for this wonderful party that we're going to have. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Perfect.
Yes, it does. I know it's maybe early to ask this question. Plans for next season already? I mean, are you thinking about way ahead for what you're doing for next year?
I have a list of things that I'm looking at that I'm going to work with Elise on and with the rest of the board. So probably as soon as Grand Night opens, we'll start planning next season. And hopefully we can get that done in the fall so we can announce and then start working on that. We never stop at the Deuce Theater. We only perform in the summer, but we're working year-round.
Very good. And you always need to bring the bug spray along, because if you're watching, are you guys back inside yet?
We are inside.
Ah.
Yes. We loved being outside last year, but there were bugs. And we also had the rainiest July in Indiana history. So half of our performances of Midsummer Night's Dream were rained up. So we want to avoid that this year. So we're bringing everything inside. But hopefully the party can take place both outside and inside.
Excellent. Well, that's Dune Summer Theater talking about The God of Carnage. That's July 17th through July 3rd. And opening then July 15th through the 31st of July, a grand night for singing. And on the 15th is also the wonderful little gala. Thank you so much for coming on Art
in
the Air.
Larry.
Thank you,
Larry.
Thank you. It's always so nice to connect with you.
Oh, good. Yes, it's good to see you too, Esther. Thank you.